Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's roll on a bench, coast to coast in the biggest way possible. Hanging out the bad seat, the broken in the bad. What a bad attitude. We are live in New York City. The Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, direct in traffic, some kind of fashion trigger up should do be, along with the Tutty and Tater King himself, the founder of the Aisle Seat Podcast, the rights holder of the Sheet of Integrity, and the put up with the golf guru. It's Carver High this afternoon, ladies. Mafia's running it along with Luke. I am your father. The rundown on a midweek, where do you hurt Wednesday? You know what happens on Wednesdays. We are going straight for the cup. First of all, though, Gabe Morenci, a double shot from British Columbia. And then in the second hour, it's the Prime Minister, Cam Stewart, live from Toronto. And then in the final hour, the coup de grace, a double shot was Stewie. Keith Stewart from Read the Line, getting involved today, talking golf out the ying with Carver High. Well, we saw what happened last night, Mike. Carolina absolutely destroyed San Diego State. The game was over at halftime. All I know is that my son said he was, quote, done with it at halftime and on to better things, as in G-strings. He showed me, like, some party with chicks, and he was, you know, getting some things going there, and he's like, I'm out of here. I'm done with the game. I'm moving on to this. And then he showed me the room full of girls, and I was like, well, have at it then, young fella. And then it only got worse from there. The first game, however, between the two schools nobody cared about was fantastic, with the Christian Laettner ending, the full court Hail Mary bomb caught and finished with 1 second left for Bama State to advance. And good luck. You play Auburn now.
Yeah, that's a nice consolation prize for winning a game like that, right? You win this great game in Dayton, a Hail Mary pass, and you're 30 point dogs now on Thursday against Auburn. So just have yourself a good time. Yeah, at least that game was great, because the second game was horrible.
It was awful.
That Carolina. Look, Carolina. It almost seemed like they were obviously out to make a point. Last night against San Diego State, with all the people saying that they shouldn't have been there. That's either here nor there. When that Davis, and he's one of the best players in the country, we've known that for the last couple of years. When a guy like that's going, I don't care who you're playing. They could have been playing one of the best teams in the tournament last night. That guy's going to go 6 for 6 from three and not going to miss. Carolina's going to win more games if that continues.
Yeah, listen, a couple things. One, maybe I heard someone say San Diego State didn't deserve to be there. I never had a problem with them. They, you know, not once did they ever give up more than 80 points in a game. So they were actually a tough team all year to deal with, and they made the tournament. Let's face facts. Dutchers went to the final and lost to UConn. Then they went to the Sweet 16 the year after. And then this year they made it. So you can make fun of him all you want. He's got a great basketball program going out there. They're a tough team. They had a bad night. North Carolina had it all going, and now they play Ole Miss. how quickly people have jumped on North Carolina now to just roll over Ole Miss. Like, everyone's like, this is automatic that they're going to beat Ole Miss. Ole Miss is tough. They're a good team, and they're coached by Beard. I think they're going to be ready. I think they are, without a doubt, in my view, better than North Carolina. North Carolina got hot last night, but North Carolina didn't beat good teams all year. That was the first good team they beat in the entire year, was San Diego State. So I have my druthers whether they can beat Ole Miss. Everyone's already clocked it in like it's going to happen. It's automatic. Nothing is automatic in this tournament. I think the Rebels have a great shot. They got a couple of really good players on that team that are going to be a problem matchup-wise for North Carolina, and they're going to give them a game. That's going to be a good game, without a doubt, on Friday.
Yeah, I was very surprised that it moved so quickly to the Carolina being favorite in the game, which is very, you know, look, and like you said, Ole Miss is, they're in the mighty SEC, best conference in the history of college basketball this year. So that was very surprising to see. And San Diego State deserved to be there. Unfortunately, Scotty, the Mountain West is just so putrid in this tournament every single year. And once again, San Diego State.
But they were last night. But, you know, everyone else has been bad, but they have been good. So let's not forget the success they had.
You take out the year that they made it, and obviously that, you know, they've, you know, the conference has been poor in this tournament. And once again,
the Aztec colors. In honor of their three-year run.
In honor of them going away, we went with the black and red. This afternoon. Xavier in Texas tonight in Dayton as they will get going. And the Mount, right? The Mount is going to be playing as well out of the MAC against American from the Patriots. So
they got their
maybe
hands
the 16.
That team.
Yes. America's good. I think America's going to smoke the Mount tonight, to be quite honest with you. So maybe the later game will be better tonight. And the first game will be garbage. So that, because we're going to be watching a later game. Texas Xavier, we're going to be involved. Hopefully there's something cooking there. We will go through all of it today as well. Tomorrow it starts. So I got to get your snags for all the afternoon games. We're going to be on during a lot of the games, but I got to get your snags for all the afternoon games, all the Thursday action, as we're going to tip things off for real tomorrow across four sites with the NCAA tournament. We've got lots of NBA that we will do today as well. Huge slate tonight. Steph didn't play for the Warriors, but that's okay. Jimmy Lymphoma, who's like, you know, he's found again. He's newborn there in Golden State with the Warriors. He took care of business. We'll go through all of the games later on. The Vikings don't want Aaron Rodgers. You blame him? I can't blame him. I don't want Aaron Rodgers. What a shame.
Honestly, I've never seen anything like this 41-year-old, the attention and the drama and the waiting and the dragging out of this decision. And now you see someone just say, we're not interested. And meanwhile, allegedly, that's where he wanted to play. And I don't blame him with the receivers that they have. But now it would appear to me that it's down to the Steelers and Giants, Mike, and let's just face facts. I think Neighbors is really good, and that's it. They have nothing else on that football team. I mean, they are horrible. And the Steelers have Pickens and Metcalf and Freiermuth, and they, you know, even Warren out of the backfield, they got more options for him than that Neighbors. I mean, if he's going there just for Neighbors, he might as well have just, you know, for me, it was Wilson and Adams. That was it. And, you know, you can think whatever you want about Adams, but that was the only guy he threw to. He only threw to Adams. So maybe he likes throwing to one receiver, but in Pittsburgh, he's got four.
So we'll do some of that later. And Dodgers took both games in Tokyo, but we did ring the bell for the first time this year with Ohtani. We did ring the bell out there in right center field at the Tokyo Dome. That was a good thing. Gotta have it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You can catch Sports Rage weeknights at 10 Eastern till midnight along all of our TV and radio outlets with Gabe Morenci and his boy, the Prime Minister, Cam Stewart, live in Toronto and Vancouver, a kick-ass show. We get the luxury of having Morenci for a double shot every day on C2C. We're blessed. So the Dodgers swept both games in Japan, and Carver High was ringing the bell this morning with the Ohtani blast and cashing tickets, and LA's off to a 2-0 sweep of the Far East Series, and they'll head back to the States already jumping out on everyone else in baseball.
Very impressive start for the Dodgers without Mookie Betts in the lineup, without Freddie Freeman in a lineup in either game. Dodgers are talked about a lot, you know, for spending all this money, but they also always have blue chip prospects. And they've got young guys playing. If you look at their lineup, it's not all star laden. They have a bunch of mega stars, but they also have other contributors as well. Pitching was scary. Sasaki made his debut today. Pretty much every pitch that he throws is like 100 miles an hour. He topped 100 a couple of times. It's tough to judge him. He's 23 years old. It's his first start. Look, Yamamoto was nervous as hell last year in this spot. He got lit up by San Diego. So Sasaki actually had a better debut than Yamamoto did. Ohtani talked about it, Scott, before yesterday's game, saying that he's never been so nervous as a player before since he was a kid. So, like, it was important. It was, you know, the Japanese players were really into this. It was a massive success. There wasn't an empty seat in the house. Tickets were going for $3,500. And it's illegal to resell tickets. Scalping is illegal in Japan. So, you know, it was really hard to get in. That was it. Like, you know, it was you're lucky to get in or not.
So, if you get caught scalping, do you do, like, life in prison?
I don't want to find out.
Can you imagine going over there and getting busted, scalping a ticket, and they send you to a work camp for the rest of your life?
It's not a very weed-friendly country either, Scott. I think you get like 12 years.
You can't smoke there at all. I wouldn't even light up a cigarette or a cigar. I could do 20 years. Let me ask you a question. Tonight, the Nuggets and Lakers in L.A., the featured attraction on ESPN late at 10, I think that game, am I wrong? Is it, it's a 10 o'clock start at the Crypt in Lipstick City, and the Lakers are getting 2 at home. Any interest in that one tonight after we've seen what Luke has done with the Lakers? He leads them in every category since he's become an L.A. Laker.
Well, listen, last night, obviously, we were involved in the college games, but I, you know, once the college was done, I jumped into the NBA, and we took the Clippers last night. We took the Clippers in the over. Took the Golden State Warriors. Nice night in the association last night. There's a lot of sports to bet on in the late night hours this week and daily. There's stuff going on all the time right now. So, look, the Nuggets got criticized for sitting everybody the other night. So they're back this evening. Lakers have been rolling. Luka's obviously doing his thing in L.A. right now without LeBron. But I'll go with the Nuggets tonight, Scott. I think the Nuggets step up. They're rested. I mean, they played well in Golden State anyways, but you got Murray and Jokic rested tonight, so I'll pull the trigger with the Denver Nuggets tonight. But I think like you said earlier, and you never know with March Madness, right? You just don't know going into these games. Like last night, Alabama State, and everybody's thinking, and St. Francis, people are thinking, all right, when's this North Carolina game going to start? And this turns into one, you know, the typical March Madness great game.
Epic.
It was like a street ball game. Guys were diving for balls, kicking balls out of bounds, and then you had the Hail Mary at the end. Wild stuff, but you got to believe tonight, Scott, that Texas and Xavier is going to be a good one. I'd be surprised if it wasn't a really close game tonight with Texas and Xavier. And for the record, I like Trey Johnson and the Texas Longhorns to get it done. I like these, like, you know, I like these blue chip programs, Scott, that kind of underachieve during the year. And then they step it up at this time of the year. We saw it with North Carolina. I think we're going to see it. Trey Johnson's a lottery pick. So it's one of these deals. Who's going to be the best player on the floor? And tonight's going to be a fun scoring game. I like the player props. I got some props for you tonight, Scott, for these games. I'm such a D-gen, bro. I got a player prop with 3-point shots made of the guard of American tonight. But Texas and Xavier, We love Trey Johnson. It's 19 and a half. That's kind of a lot for a college player for his player prop, but he's going to score tonight. And Ryan Conwell is a pure scorer as well. His prop is 18 and a half. It's going to be a really fun game tonight, but look at the Longhorns, guys. Last week, they knocked off Vanderbilt. Then they knocked off Texas A&M. Then they played the Tennessee Volunteers, who are one of the best teams in the country. It was Texas's third game in 3 days. They hung with them, man, until there was about 3 minutes left in that game before they finally fouled out. I think Texas show up tonight.
You think both those kids go over 20 points?
I think that Trey Johnson does more than Conwell does. I think Trey Johnson goes off tonight.
And who's the American player that you're riding?
Jones, nice and easy. Jones. Listen, his three-point prop, his player prop, and let me get the exact player prop. It's like that 9 to 10.5 points, I believe, with Jones. But in four of his, he shoots threes. Americans shoot a lot of threes. Doesn't mean they hit them all, but they do take a lot of three-point shots, and he takes them. All right, him and this Stevens kid take the most shots, but this Jones dude, he's the one that really takes the three-point shots. And it's not an NBA. They're not the Boston Celtics. You know what I'm saying? He's taken 7 shots, got 6 shots and whatnot. But he's gone over 1.5 in 4 of his last 5 basketball games. Greg Jones, over 1.5 three-point shots made, plus 120 tonight. And give me Greg Jones over 10.5 points scored. And it should be noted tonight, guys. I know it's a toss-up game, but Mount St. Mary's are without their point guard. Sounds like a wrestler, Carmelo Pacheco. Or a boxer. Carmelo Pacheco is Ferdy not playing.
Pacheco.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. When I saw Carmelo Pacheco, Scott, I looked it up. I'm like, this kid's got to be from the Bronx. But no, he's from Harrisburg, Virginia.
That could be worse. All right, when we come back, we're going to ask Morenci a couple more things, including, so Dayton in the NIT, they lost their home game as the top seed because of the play-in games in the NCAA. So they have to play FAU tonight in Boca in the Owls gym, and it's a pick'em. Who does he like in that one? We got an NFL question for him as well.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're talking to Morenci, so you heard me line it up. Dayton has to play at FAU in Boca. It's a pick'em. Do the Owls have a shot against that 22-win Flyer team?
I think Dayton gets it done, Scott. It's not my best bet of the night tonight, but I've seen this script before when teams have to go on the road and when they should be playing at home. It seems to motivate them. Right, it's something that you can really sort of hang your hat on as a coach, right? We should be there, but let's not ruin this, and we'll be back at home down the road. So let's go with Dayton here. One thing about the NIT, and we saw this last night, Scott. So I was surprised. A lot of the favorites rolled last night. I can't believe Santa Clara just smoked and killed Riverside. But right. We also saw a trend, high-scoring games. Right, guys? You know, NIT, man. Especially the new NIT. Let's be real. This is like the CBI or something like that. Like, you know what I mean? Like this. So they're like bowl games. And what do you see in bowl games? Coaches sort of loosen things up. Where I'm going with this, guys, is coaches aren't yelling at players during these games right now. Right? It's like, let's have some fun. Go out there. Let's run the court. Take your shot, kid. And be aggressive and have some fun with this. So there's a lot of overs in the NIT. Right, it's just sort of up and down, and we saw last night a lot of the games went over, especially the West Coast games that generally these teams go over. So that's where I'm looking again tonight, Scott. Northern Colorado, UC Irvine, to go over, 153. I like that game to go over, and I've been betting a lot on San Jose State this year. They're one of the better teams against the spread in the country, guys. They're a scrappy team when they play at home, especially as an underdog. I think this is a tough spot for Loyola Chicago to go into the Bay Area. Scott, give me the Spartans +3.5 tonight.
That's awesome. So let me ask you, are you buying this story today that Rodgers and the Vikings, it isn't happening, and that now it's down to the Steelers and Giants for Aaron Rodgers? And which one would you prefer if you were him?
Well, I think it's clear cut. If I was Aaron Rodgers, I would have already, I don't know what he's walking around with a blanket on a beach for right now, bro. Like, I'm with Cam Hayward. If you want to be a Pittsburgh Steeler, be a Pittsburgh Steeler. If you don't, you don't, right? At this point in time, like, you're lucky a team as good as the Steelers wants you. They bring in DK Metcalf now as well. So you got Pickens and Metcalf. You got one of the most player-friendly coaches in the history of the sport in Mike Tomlin. Like, the fact that he already hasn't ran to Pittsburgh, Scott, would alarm me, right? And, you know, the New York Giants, I mean, what's the point of that for either of them? Like, honestly. And I think the Pittsburgh Steelers need to figure this out. You can't just go year by year, Scott, every year with this quarterback stuff like this. Well, Russell Wilson or Justin Fields, or we'll see what, and maybe Aaron Rodgers. Like, so what are you going to do next year then? Are you going to repeat this process over?
Do you think that they're like, because they've been having dinner and they've been really talking about this Milroe kid now for longer than a month, and they went out with him the other night, and then today the guy ran a 4.340, and he had a great day at his pro day. Do you believe that they're going to draft the kid out of Alabama?
You're damn right, I believe it. And I'm telling you, I told people this before. I said, Milroe's going to go to Pittsburgh Steelers because Tomlin's going to want him, and or Harbaugh and the Ravens are going to stash him behind Lamar Jackson, right? I'm like, he's ending up with Pittsburgh or Baltimore. He's got Pittsburgh written all over him, but you know Milroe as well as I do, Scott. And I should say, listen, I watched Milroe closely. Hell, I saw him live, right? I was there at the Michigan-Alabama game.
That's right.
He didn't get better this year, Scott. Yeah, like Michigan's backup, Scott, in the bowl game this year, it was a rematch of the game last year. They basically confused him again. Like, they did the same things, and he turned the ball over again. Milroe's got all the athletic ability in the world. He can throw the ball 70 yards down the field. He can throw the ball a million miles an hour. Is, you know, little Anthony Richardson-ish, but he's not as athletic as Anthony. But he turns the ball over, and he has a hard time reading, like, real defenses. I don't know if you can change that, Scott. Right? You can change footwork. You can change,
for the Steelers, another guy that can't get it done.
Like, I just don't, like, if you can make bad decisions in college, you're going to make bad decisions in the pros. So that's my thing with Milroe.
The Avs are in Toronto tonight on TNT. The 7 o'clock game interests me.
Big time game tonight, man. The NHL is lit right now. Colorado Avalanche -130 against the Leafs. Give me the Avs on the road tonight, Scott.
Avs on the road. And then any interest in that other one, Seattle and Minnesota to follow at St. Paul?
Yeah, you know what? Give me the Minnesota Wild. I was talking to them the other night. They're one of the most faceless, non-talked-about organizations and franchises in all of sports. They're boring as hell to watch, but you know what? They win a lot. give me the Wild, and give me under 5.5.
And Avs. All right, Prince, good stuff.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, so we go back to last night and how it all played out in the play-in games in Dayton.
Yeah, I'm going to get into those. I will tell you, though, if you mentioned this with Gabe or not, that's this Will Wade stuff, who, of course, is the, well, I guess for now or for another 24 hours, is the head coach of McNeese State. Of course, used to be the coach at LSU before he got in trouble there. He's going to be the next head coach at NC State. This is pretty much a done deal. Sounds like he obviously is going to coach the team tomorrow. Guess if they win, he'll coach them on Saturday. I guess he's going to keep coaching them till it's done, but he's going to be the new Wolfpack head coach.
I don't understand that at all, to be honest with you. I mean, you take a job somewhere else and you're leaving, but you're staying to coach the team you're leaving and screwing? I mean, I know he's done a good job at McNeese, but when you leave, that's it. You leave. Like, who does that anywhere? You take a job somewhere else and then you stick around, finish your last 2 weeks out. It's ridiculous. I'll never forget. You remember the story? This is the greatest story ever. So I'm at SNY in New York on TV, and the guy comes in, Kurt Gowdy's son comes in and fires me on a Friday. And he says to me, we're not renewing your contract, but we're going to need you to finish out the final 3 months of it. And I said, I'm going to St. Martin tomorrow. It's the last time you're ever going to see me, but thanks for thinking of me. And I left, and I never did another show. I'm like, what are you, stick around for 3 months? Well, how do you like those happy employees you keep around in prison after you fire them? Are you kidding me? It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
It really is. And honestly, like, if he wanted to be the head coach, there's back channel ways that this could have been done. Wink, wink, you know, whatever. And then we'll announce it after the season's over. Doing this the day before the tournament game, he was just talking to the media like 2 hours ago at the podium there.
Lying.
And he's like, yeah, you know, I talked to them, you know. And like, it's just a bad look for a guy who we know he's a good coach.
We know he's dirty.
Man, like, right. Like, if this was a dirty thing to do to these, at least these kids on McNeese before they got to play tomorrow.
Dirty,
it's like,
he still is dirty. And that's just all there is to it. I won't deny
it's pretty gutless. He can coach, but this is this was slimy. He should have waited until they lost. And then, like, even a day later, like, we see everybody do that now. You know, your season ends and, you know, 12. I mean, look at this guy at West Virginia that went to Indiana. You know, 36 hours later, you know, they
don't get
him
like
back.
John Wooden.
I know they are. They're doing that. So Will Wade's going to be the NC State head coach. Great job by him. Ruining the kids at McNeese. Yes, last night, Carolina destroys San Diego State in that game, 95-68. It honestly wasn't even that close. R.J. Davis with 26 points. He went 6-for-6 from downtown. He was not missing. Westwood One Sports.
Goodell on the run. Throws it to Davis. Right wing three. It's good! R.J. Davis is 6-for-6. The first Carolina player in NCAA tournament history to go 6-for-6 from three. He has tied the single-game NCAA tournament three-pointer record in Tar Heels history. He has 26 nearly flawless points, and it's been nothing but Carolina blue in Dayton tonight. Tar Heels up by 40.
Oh, he's got fantastic hair.
Here is Hubert Davis, of course. Carolina wins. They now roll that on in to play an Ole Miss on Friday.
Here we go with Grumpy.
What I think can carry over is the defense to taking care of the basketball and the rebounding. I'm not – now, it would be great if we hit 14 threes on Friday. I'll take that. But the reason why that I consistently tell the team the three boxes that we have to check is defense, rebounding, take care of the basketball, because those are things that travel, and those are the things you can take care of. You're in control of. Making missing shots, those things go in and out. But if you defend, you rebound, you take care of the basketball, it doesn't matter who you play, you're going to be in the game.
Listen, they had a hot night, and they haven't had a night like that the entire season. And I don't believe they can do it two nights in a row. I really don't. That they can play again like that against this team, against that coach, against an Ole Miss team that's just flat out better than them. They're just flat out better. And I'm not buying all this North Carolina stuff. They are who they are. They were a team that couldn't beat anyone that was good all year. Now all of a sudden, everyone's afraid of them. I'm not buying it. Even if they win Friday, they're not going any further than that. That's going to be the last game they win. I'm not buying it. They weren't good all year against any good teams. So now they finally win a game and we're all going to bend over? I'm not having it. In fact, I'm pulling for Ole Miss to just end it already. Like, end the misery of their crappy season, so that we don't have to keep listening to this guy, Grumpy Stiltskin, and all his rhetoric. Like, he doesn't know anything about the internet, or he doesn't read the papers. He doesn't turn on the radio. He never's watched a television in his life. He lives in a tent. I mean, you know, these guys that lie. I have no idea what anyone's saying about us. I'm so sick of this guy with all of his lies and nonsense. There's no one alive that doesn't know what everything is being said about them. He can't even walk into the room with his own kids and every single one of them's on their phones. Who are you kidding? His assistant coaches are in the hallway on their phones with broken thumbs, and he's doing it too, and he's lying through his teeth. I want to see him get whacked. I've never liked him. I've never liked them. Screw him.
North Carolina, as I mentioned to you before, they are a 1.5-point favorite over Ole Miss. That is Friday afternoon in Milwaukee at the Fiserv. We'll be on for that. That's a 4 o'clock tip Friday afternoon. for North Carolina and Ole Miss. So we'll have a front row seat for that here on the grid. Should be fun to watch. The first game of the night last night was a lot better. Alabama State with a 70-68 win over St. Francis of PA. Our first March moment of the tournament in Dayton. Amar Knox, Westwood One Sports.
They have to go 94 feet. Simpson will inbound under his own basket. Pinedo pressures the ball. He throws a baseball right-hand pass, arcing toward the far free throw line. It's loose under the basket. Lay it up and in by Knox. 7/10 of a second to go. Amar Knox gives Alabama State the lead, 70-68. Simpson with his right hand saved a 90-foot pass the length of the floor. It was knocked off two, three, second to go, lead 70-68 over St. Francis. Welcome to March.
I mean, it was just fantastic. The end of the game was what you live for at this time of the year. And I really don't care what tournament it is or who's playing. You know, if it's NIT, if it's Crown, if it's CBI, CIT, I don't care, NCAA, I don't care any game. When I see some guy throw the ball from one end of the court to the other and somehow they score a basket with 1 second left, that is as good as a Hail Mary in the NFL when Daniels threw that ball against the Bears and you got this guy on the Bears standing on the sideline making fun of fans and everything while the guy forgets to be in the play and then they score. That's the stuff we live for in sports. I don't care who they're playing. I don't care who's involved in the game. It was great.
And you know this, obviously, because you know you ball all the time. Like, throwing the ball that far
is impossible. From
under the basket, that is almost impossible to do. I mean, he threw it the entire length of the court. It was past the foul line, bounced off of three or four hands, and just ends up in the guy right under
Mavi
the basket.
Mavi and I, one night, and you've heard this story, but one night I'm playing this game, and it was a championship game, and this Russian kid, fat slob, catches the ball at half court on an inbounds, and he literally from his calf threw it in the air, and it went in, and we lost. And I thought I'd seen it all. Like, crazy stuff happened.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver, I heard it. Mafia just said to me in the break, I don't care about anyone that I used to deal on and stuff in our basketball championship years. I was like, the guy weighs 400 pounds now. He goes, I don't care. I was like, the other guy weighs 350. He goes, I don't care. I never liked him anyway. Then he said, I don't like Russians either, Russian basketball players. And I was like, Jesus, it's not even 4 o'clock yet. And he's just being, you heard him, Carver. This is mean, mean spirit. I'm trying to bring back memories and he's not having any of it.
Too focused. There's just too many other things going on. Doesn't want to hear about it. It's just the way that things happen sometimes. We have two more games tonight in Dayton.
Come on.
Before tomorrow, of course, we really get it going for the first round of the tournament. Early game tonight with the 16 seeds. It's going to be very tough for them to match last night with Alabama State and St. Francis, but Mount St. Mary's, champions of the MAC, against American, champions of the Patriot League. American minus 2.5 right now. 129.5 the total.
I mean, I got to stick with American. They've been great all year. They've been a really good team. I mean, the Mount got lucky, didn't they, at some level? So go figure, they'll probably win. But I bet on American.
Yeah, I'm taking the Mount tonight. I like the Mount here. Right. We got to root for these MAC teams. You know,
Mount
if you could beat Iona in the MAC title game, then we got to back you here. So we're going to go with them. But the late game is the one, of course, that has the significance for us with some heavies in it, and that is Xavier against Texas. Why don't we start with Xavier head coach Sean Miller has the Musketeers back in the Big Dance, played plenty of tough games down the stretch to get themselves to this spot thinks his team will be ready.
I think that's the most helpful tool that we have, which also includes the Big East tournament, you know, in which we just finished playing a great game against Marquette, in which we lost 89-87 in front of 18,000 people. You know, you go through that, you know, you I believe, become hardened for that next opportunity. I have no doubt our guys are prepared for the big moment in the big game based on what I just said. And, you know, look, it is a big moment playing Texas from the SEC here at the beginning of the NCAA
really
tournament. I think all of us recognize what a great opportunity it is for us.
He's the same.
He has it.
He looks
right.
The same as when he played. He's never aged. He has not one gray hair on his head. He looks this. He looks like he's still in college. But with all the cheating scandals that he's been through, you would think that he would have lost some hair or something. Anyway, I'm scared to death to take Texas in this game. I do believe that Xavier is better than Texas. Texas lost 15 games this year. Now all of a sudden we're supposed to be afraid of them because what? They gave Tennessee a run for their money. They didn't win. So I'm very leery of this game. I'm like, you know, I've been from the jump on Texas, and I think I'm wrong. I really do. Like, I'm still on Texas, but I think Xavier's going to beat him.
Here is the Texas head coach, Rodney Terry.
He's
of
getting
course,
fired away when he loses.
Is probably. We mentioned this yesterday. Only an hour drive from the Xavier campus to Dayton where this game is being played. So a good chance there's going to be a lot of Musketeer alumni and fans in attendance. Well, Rodney's going to look at it a different way.
There's people, actually.
We're in Dayton. Everyone in Dayton hates Xavier, and everyone's going to be on our side. Here's Rodney.
I talked to our guys about this venue and how great of fans you have here in Dayton. I was a young coach at UNC Wilmington. We got a chance to play an NIT game here. Man, what great basketball fans here. Great venue.
Oh, yeah.
Just a great setting.
He's blowing
you know,
smoke.
I know, again, there's a big rival between Dayton and Xavier. And we like to think that hopefully, Dayton, you come over to our side and give us a little bit of home court cooking a little bit as opposed to being on the road.
Good luck. I mean, well, first of all, let's slow down. Like, the DA is some kind of, like, Madison Square Garden here.
Basketball
and
mecca.
Secondly, I have been told multiple times this guy's doomed in Austin. He's doomed. Like, so he can win three games. He's still getting fired. That's what I heard. He's out. He's out at Austin. That he's done.
You know, which is, you know, they won a bunch of games last year in the tournament, made it to the second weekend. Like, what do you want? It is amazing.
Well, they don't want 15 losses every year
when
they're at the Moody Center and they can't beat anybody. Like, they shouldn't even be in this tournament.
They probably shouldn't be in this tournament.
I mean,
and that is why.
To Christ, how do you let teams in? Like, it's like, did we not just do this the other night or yesterday with, like, some team that was 15
I told you.
Can we just.
Well, no, this is one of these teams I was talking about. I mean, Texas was 6-12 in conference this year.
What is happening
in
here?
Conference? So I really didn't see the need, as you mentioned, to put 14 teams from this league in. Now, I know you were saying, you know, you want to take Texas. Well, I'm not doing it. I think that this is like, I hope the game isn't as bad as last night. Unless I win, I guess I'll be all right with it. But I think that the line's about the same. Xavier's favorite, almost the same as like North Carolina was. And I think that they're better. -3.5 now. It's up from 2.5 earlier. 151.5 total. I'm taking Xavier tonight.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, it's like a broken record. I think they're going to win. And I said all week, the first time I saw it, I'm like, oh, Texas will win because they never win. They never, like the entire season, they couldn't beat anybody. And now they'll win. North Carolina couldn't beat anybody. And then they kick ass and take names. All these teams. St. Francis was terrible. They were a terrible basketball team. And then they won 6 in a row. And then they lost on a Hail Mary shot. And they still covered. Right? So I have seen this Xavier team up close and personal. I've watched them play 10 times. They're good. They're legit. And Texas is phony ass. They're not good. So I'm with you. I think Xavier will beat them. But I said all week and I took Texas. So I think I'm going to eat it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I see that Luke is very upset with me that I just told him the storyline of the show that I watched. I told you it's not worth watching. I'm going to save you the time.
What show is this?
We watch a lot of shows together, like Severance. We're into that deep. But this other one I watched, Adolescence, I'm going to save you time here. This is Siskel and Ebert stuff. Sometimes you just have to help your friend out and just say, listen, don't watch it. It's not worth it. I'm going to save you a lot of time here and tell you exactly basically what happened without telling you what happened, just so you don't waste your time watching it. I give it a fail. I give it two thumbs down. Thus, we don't watch the show. We try to watch shows, as you know, here at Carver High, that are Carver High top 500, or they're two thumbs up. We don't have time for one thumb up or anything else. That's it.
One day, I'll have time to watch all these shows. I don't know when that'll be, but one day I'll watch all these shows. It'll happen.
If you were like LeVar Ball, they cut his leg off, right? So he's got time to watch these shows. Wait, are we on the air?
Yeah.
Don't talk about people with diabetes.
LeVar. I gave you a lot of numbers yesterday. I'm going to give you more numbers today. I'm going to go to the numbers now. And we'll get into it. Calipari, of course, has Arkansas playing Kansas tomorrow night.
Never loses.
Now, John Calipari's he's coached in a lot of NCAA tournament games. He hasn't been an underdog that often, though. As a dog, 6-3-1 ATS. Everyone's on Arkansas. 91% of the money on the Hogs tomorrow night against the Jayhawks. I'll tell you who's in the 9%. Right here. I'll be on the 9% on the other side. I'm on the Jayhawks tomorrow night.
Yeah, I think that they're going to have problems with the human kielbasa, your boy Dickinson. Remember?
the sausage races at
the Brewers ballpark where he runs stiff and they all run in the outfield stiff. Have you ever seen anyone run stiffer than this guy Dickinson? He's too big. He's a problem. I think he's going to have a big game. I don't think Arkansas has an answer for that. And thus, the inside-outside game is going to be in full effect, and the pick and roll in full effect here. When you got a guy that's that talented, and I don't think he's the greatest player I've ever seen, what I'm saying is I don't think Arkansas has anything to deal with it. And it's going to leave their guards open. It's going to get just a lot of inside buckets. I think they're going to get a lot of really good looks from inside 5 feet, whether it's on the in and out passing. They're going to get it down to him, and he's going to go to work, or he's going to have cutters shooting 5 foot, 3 foot finger rolls. That's it. Just guys coming in, hitting little floaters. You'll see what happens.
You will see what happens. One more thing of numbers for you here. So, of course, the one seeds are always big favorites, right, Scotty? I mean, they're big favorites all the time, but usually the average is they're favored between 20 and 25 points over the last 20 years. That's been the average number. Very rare it gets to 28 points or more that they're favored. I think there's actually a chance all four number ones are going to be 28 point or more favorite this week, because here's the two we already knew. Houston's 29.5 against Edwardsville. Florida's 28.5 against Norfolk. We now know that Auburn's 32.5 against Alabama State last night. And you tell me, you don't think that Duke's going to be 28-point favorite against the winner of this game tonight on Friday? I would say that they probably are. So all four are going to fall into this number. 28 or more, 4-0 straight up, 3-1 against the spread. So it hasn't happened that often when it gets this high. And all four could be this year.
Oh, look, I don't think Duke's covering a gigantic number without Brown and Flagg playing. Okay? I think they're going to win. They had trouble with Georgia Tech, and they barely won that game and covered, but nothing. They covered no games. They just won them. They're not covering some 29, 30-point spread without two players that score you know, between the two of them, they score 35 points. Automatic. I mean, you're talking about Cooper's getting at least 24, and the other kid, Brown, gives you at least 10, 12 points. Automatic. And without him in the lineup, you're not covering a 30-point spread. That'll be the team that doesn't cover. Duke can win games. They're not in the business of covering spreads for the gambling networks and sports books. They're in the business of winning games. All they need to do is win. Win and move on. That's it.
That's what you got to have. Win and move on for you. We'll come back and start to look at Thursday's games. We're going to be on for a lot of these afternoon games. We got to know where the snags are.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.